Tanya J. Powers. You know what I missed over the holiday vacation time was Tanya. I didn't miss social media. I didn't miss people in general, but I missed talking to her. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, that is awfully nice. Thank
well,
you.
You know, I've had 10 days off to reflect and sleep.
So 10 days in a row?
Well, I think in counting the holidays and the weekends, yeah. It was really weird. No coffee, and I didn't set an alarm, and I didn't pay attention to social media.
That's like winning a lottery, man.
It is, and it was, but now I'm back. And I'm back just in time for all the new laws that go into place. And I'm sure this story can be told 50 different states, 50 different ways with state laws and national laws. But what are some of the quirky ones that are on the list?
Well, you know, the big one getting headlines is, of course, the California law legalizing recreational marijuana. That's the big one. There's some workplace laws as well. New York has joined a handful of states that require employers to provide paid family leave benefits. Washington State has become the seventh state to require employers to offer paid sick leave to their workers.
Okay.
18 states are also raising their minimum wage this year.
Yeah, that's the one that always brings out a lot of argument on both sides. I'm not sure what the correct answer is or not, and I guess you can look around at some communities that have done it, but we'll see what this means. What are they raising it to, do you know?
It depends on the state, and it depends on the area of the state.
Really? It's going to be like that Indiana time zone.
Here in New York, they're raising it, but it depends on where you're located as to how much it's going up.
Okay, that's interesting. But I guess being the cost of living is more in some places than others, that would make sense.
Yeah.
I always like the pot laws. Evidently, I missed CNN on New Year's Eve, but they were doing a lot of this.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I heard about this.
I just saw some of the screenshots this morning because I had totally checked out. But I was like, okay, this woman's wearing a bong mask. And that's like at 9 p.m. I felt bad for the parents trying to explain this to the kids.
I was stunned by that.
I think that's
about all I can say, but yeah, I was a little stunned.
Yeah. It was kind of strange. It was like they were trying to sort of figure out how do we get Kathy Griffin back into this, or that wacky Kathy Griffin style of humor. And I'm thinking about how awkward the segues used to be between her and Anderson Cooper. Now I'm wondering how you throw it to the lady in the bong mask and come back with a straight face.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. There's a lot to be said for, you know, the old adage of, you know, you report the story, you don't be in the story.
Yeah, I think so. So did you go down to see New Year's Eve, or did you stay hunkered up in your humble abode?
I could see it just fine from my humble abode.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
It was a heck of a lot warmer than Times Square.
Yeah, you know, that had to be an extra bite on the security, too, because I know that they had extra security, yet it didn't keep people from going. Are you amazed at the people that will show up for that, despite all of the security, you know, issues and the freezing cold temperatures?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I will say it did take a special kind of fortitude this year because of the brittle temperatures that are extremely cold, especially when you're talking about staying out there. Because some of these people get there at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Stay in these pens because once you leave, you can't go back in.
Right.
So if you're going to stand there for more than 12 hours in that kind of cold. I mean, that's
people
a long time to be out.
Missing digits. Tanya, great stuff. Happy New Year. Glad to have you back with us. We'll talk to you soon.